Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's begin. On the back of last week's conversation about how poor air quality can affect air conditioning and central air units, we reached out to one of the HVAC shops around. His name is Eric Aslison, and he is the metro manager for KNS Heating, a company that serves the Twin Cities and Rochester areas. He's joining us via the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline to guide us on how these machines handle such poor air conditions. Welcome, Eric. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I really appreciate you joining us. I'm doing well. And am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Aslison? Yes, you are. It's pronounced a bunch of different ways, and I love it every time.
Yes, welcome to my world. Geraldine, oh my gosh, I've been called everything like Jerklin, so there you go. Okay, so we really had a conversation last Sunday about this, and I'm so happy that our producer was able to reach out to you to talk about this. First of all, these are things that we should really know more about when it comes to poor air quality. And I must say to you, I nor my family has clarity on what that really means when you say poor air quality.
Yeah, I can see it in the sky right now, even, you know, with some of those fires coming from the north. We see a lot of things just in our homes, you know, even plastics in the air, things like that can really contaminate the air that we live and breathe in. And then the air outside can kind of take little things with it and be treacherous to our, you know, AC units, sometimes even our heating units. And so there's a lot of preventative maintenance that can happen with that, to make sure that we're getting the most out of our machines that we have in our home to produce that cool and warm air when the time comes.
You know, when I look at the window air conditioner that is in my mom's house, I am always worried. It's like, okay, so if it's bad air and her lungs can't handle that, are we also getting it through the portable air conditioner, whether we like it or not? Even if it's cool air coming into the house, is it safe air coming into the house?
Well, typically the air coming in from air conditioners, and I'll speak to the window units first, but this is also true with central AC units. Typically that is not bringing in as much of that outdoor ambient air as you think. All the settings are different and everything, but typically for those window units to be the most efficient, they're going to be taking the air from the inside of the home that's already a little bit cooler than outside, we hope, and then it's going to be cooling that from the inside. There's probably a setting on there, much like on our cars, if you're familiar with the kind of the max setting, that'll usually then take air from the interior of the home. So there's a couple different things to look out for. Every manufacturer is different, but a lot of them do have that way to bring air from the inside, cool it, and then circulate it through the rest of the inside. But those filters on those are pretty important as well.
Right, I agree with that. And we stay on top of that, that's for sure. So what you do really matters, and I'm so grateful that you are continuing to do it. When I had a few conversations with other people that I know about this same subject, many of us don't really quite understand HVAC. Many of us don't understand how it all works, how the air needs to move through the home or move through an apartment, that sort of thing. A lot of us don't really get it. How can you start us and help us understand exactly what is happening now with the air quality being as bad as it has been? I mean, it's been awful to the point where they said nobody should be outside. Do you remember that a few days ago or a few weeks ago?
I do. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, we're a lot of us being thoroughbred Minnesotans, you know, we're out and about and, you know, doing it still. But it's very true. So going back to what you said about HVAC, you know, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and what we're talking about right now is that V part, the ventilation. And yes, then we're also talking about the AC. And so One of the things that a lot of people have done in their homes, and I'm an advocate of this, is putting in a higher end air filtration system. And this is typically with those central AC systems. But there's a lot of these filters that are out there. A lot of them would have to be retrofitted, but a lot of these air systems out there that utilize what's called a carbon air filter. It really gets down there as far as taking out a lot of those particulates that we would normally breathe in. And so you want to make sure that your system is set up right for it. You want to have a pro out there to make sure that you can do that. But that's a pretty big deal when it comes to this air quality, because as we're in our homes in the last couple of years, been in our homes maybe a little bit more than we've wanted to be, it's really important to make sure that air that we're breathing is you know, is clean, is good for us, not messing with many allergies or even just the people that don't have allergies, just those carcinogens in the air and everything. So carbon filters can help. And then we also have what's called a UV, ultraviolet light air purification system as well. And that gets more into the germicidal, but it really does freshen up that air in a lot of homes. I'm using one in my home right now and kind of thought it was a gimmicky thing, and then I put it in and really started to feel that difference, you know, in what I was breathing in. And it takes some time to get in play, but I really do like those systems as well. And you can get those for individual rooms, and we have them for whole homes, which is, you know, where you get the most benefit.
So many of us don't really pay attention to it or don't even think about it. You live in this whole world of HVAC, and I'm just curious to know if you are far more sensitive than most of us, or is there advice that you can give us about what to look for to know that not just, you know, the weatherman says, hey, it's a bad day for air outside. Don't go outside. That's not enough, right? It really isn't enough just to say that to us.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, every home is different, and the way that the home is built or when it was built is very important as well. Another thing that we utilize in the industry here, and a lot of people are getting, you know, getting smart homes, and they're getting cool things set up to turn on and off their lights. But one of the things that's come into play in the last couple of years, and I won't mention brands, but a lot of the brands are very important, is there are some thermostats and, that'll have an air quality alert system in them that'll actually monitor volatile compounds in the home. It'll also monitor your indoor air quality as far as what the carbon monoxide levels are. And so those are a pretty inexpensive way to really put you in control and not necessarily relying on the reports and the news and everything. It'll alert you even via email sometimes, depending on the brand that you get, as far as the difference in the air quality. So if your air quality drops one day, mine actually is set up in my home to alert me. And I don't know for sure how accurate those are yet, but they're going to get better and better. And that'd be a good place to start. And then, you know, you can check it out with a pro and see if those numbers coincide. Generally, if those numbers are going off and you say, hey, you know what, I'm actually feeling okay, there's going to be some, you know, some fine tuning that you can do with those thermostats that can really help you in the home.
Is there a need, though, for us to really understand what it means to have the air in the house the way it is right now? Do we need to cleanse the air that's in the house and then get the brand new?
Yes.
So that is possible.
It is to an extent. You know, the air that we breathe is obviously very important in our homes. When we're out and about, you know, bringing outside air in, when we're inside our homes, you know, maybe breathing that in, it becomes very important. So I'm a big advocate in, you know, cleansing that air, purifying that air. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. We have a lot of good recommendations, you know, depending on the home or the apartment or the condo that we can get in there and make those recommendations for improving it when the time is needed. And there's been a lot more times needed than we've wanted to this summer, that's for sure.
So I know you don't want to mention some of the brands. However, we need that information. We need to know what are the best ones, which ones could do, you know, certain things. Like if you have someone that lives in the house that has problems with their lungs and that sort of thing, maybe there's an upgrade that we need to get, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Ecobee is a brand that I know and trust, and Lennox as well. That can really help monitor that air quality and, you know, at least give you some telltale signs that it might be time to think about some different type of air filtration, because without that air filtration, it's just kind of an alert saying, hey, guess what? This is what you have. But then it prompts you to think further into your health and that air quality and everything. And again, we have a lot of great solutions in the industry. There are some items that can probably be purchased online as far as, you know, an in-room air purifier. As long as it's rated with a HEPA filter, those can really help out in homes, you know, in a quick fashion and in just individual rooms, maybe. And then there's also in the HVAC realm, there's whole home air filtration systems that can, you know, over the course of a couple different hours throughout the day, can circulate that air through that filter multiple times in a day with the right system in there. So very cool stuff that's happening. I wish it wasn't needed, but better to have it and not need it than need and not have it.
I agree with that. And of course, as we try our best to make the right decisions as to what we need, is there someone in the company or someone that you know who that is their job is to go around from house to house and find out if even the neighbors are doing the right thing with their air, making sure that they protect the children and protect the babies and protect the elderly, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have what we call comfort advisors that go from house to house and go through and look at the system needs of the house. Also, a lot of our, in fact, all of our service technicians, when they go out there, you know, are looking for ways to improve the home should the customer ask for that. And, you know, we can make suggestions even just with a basic filter change, you know, something that we do. A lot of us are doing every month. A lot of us have 6 or 12 month filters as well. But if you're changing that filter every month, we can make some good suggestions on what that next filter maybe should be and how you can utilize that in the home to help the air quality, but also help the efficiency of your heating or cooling system.
And you need to do that every month, you're saying?
A lot of us do, yes. That was kind of the typical thing for many, many years. There are some newer systems out there that you have the ability to change those filters less and less, and they still do a great job at managing particulates and helping the air quality. But general rule of thumb in a lot of the homes in the Twin Cities here, once a month is a pretty good rule. I'd say about 70 to 80% of the people in the Twin Cities need that filter change once a month. And that's important for air quality. It's also important for maintaining the efficiency in your system, you know, that you're paying to produce cool and warm air in your home.
Right. And one last question. I have a niece that is Gen Z, and, you know, she's been looking around and wondering, oh, if I'm going to buy a condo, am I ever going to buy a house? You know, she's an apartment person. And I'm just curious to know, when you come into an apartment or a condo that has been used, is there one thing we should do first before we do anything else when it comes to the air that has been in the space for a while? Is there something we should get? How do we get rid of it, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Sometimes time heals all. And such is true with that air. You know, it could take as little as a couple hours or a couple days to kind of get, you know, feeling like it's your air. And so if it's a condo kind of situation, depending on the filtration system that's inside that HVAC system, we can make some great recommendations, like I was saying, in that filter. But a lot of people are utilizing those in-room filters, you know, UV lights for the system to really neutralize any sort of contaminants as far as air quality. But then also, you know, there's maybe some people that live there that maybe they cooked a different way than you like or something like that. You know, I burn the toast a lot, and a lot of these filters can take care of that burnt toast smell. It's true. You know, to a certain extent, there's a lot of great ways to eliminate, you know, some of the odors in the home and also improve that air quality that we, you know, be happy to help out with. Like, every home is different, but with those condos, I think the best step right there is just making sure that air is circulated through an air filtration system. And that's going to be a really good first step to getting you set up to a really great home.
Mr. Aslison, I did say that that was my last question, but I lied. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I have one more final question. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the thing is that I love old homes, right? And I've had people come into, you know, different family members who have old homes, and they're beautiful, but there are challenges with the air in the basement in certain areas of the house. Are newer homes being built where you don't even have to worry about that?
Not necessarily. They do a little bit better job depending on, you know, if those older homes don't have the same type of ductwork as the newer homes, there can be some differentials there, yes. But we're in Minnesota. The water column stays the same in you know, neighborhood to neighborhood. Typically in Minnesota, there's a good average. And so when you have those basements, one of the big air quality things, for me at least, is going to be that humidity, okay, that potential for growing mold in a basement. And when you have a properly tuned HVAC system, we're doing a couple things. We're cooling the home, of course. That's important, especially with this next week's forecast. But we're also going to dehumidify the home. And taking that time to let that moisture come out of the air is good for, you know, the air that we breathe. But then it's also good for maintaining or mitigating that mold growth, potentially, that can happen in some Minnesota basements. So proper HVAC system that's tuned up right and dehumidifying, but some of the homes need a dehumidifier in those basements as well, just to kind of help mitigate that mildew or misty, you know, musty kind of smell that can happen in a lot of those Minnesota basements, and especially the older ones. There's a lot of things to mitigate that in the HVAC world that we can help out with.
That is perfect. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Eric Aslison has joined us. He is the Metro Manager for K&S Heating, a company that serves the Twin Cities and Rochester areas. Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate it. I hope we can call on you again.
Absolutely. Be happy to do it. Have a great night.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.